To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, walking in the light of God. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Everybody walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, my people, walk, 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 walking in the light, walking in the light of God. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, till I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. That cross before me, that word behind me. That cross before me, that word behind me. That cross before me, that word behind me. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. That cross before me, the word behind me. That cross before me, that word behind me. That cross before me, that word behind me. No turning back, no turning back. I'm not moved by what I see, hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear, hallelujah. I'm wholly moved by the word of God, hallelujah. I'm wholly moved by the word of God, hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I see, hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear, hallelujah. I'm wholly moved by the word of God, hallelujah. I'm wholly moved by the word of God, hallelujah. Everybody sing, hey. Hallelujah, sing amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm wholly moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Everybody sing amen. Hallelujah. Sing amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Our Father and our God, we bless your most holy name. We lift you high above every other God in our midst tonight. We say, Daddy, let the kingdom come. Daddy, establish your kingdom in our midst tonight. Daddy, remember your word that where two or three gather together, there you will be in their midst. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, show up for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Open our heavens, oh God. Let our prayer ascend unto you as a sweet-smelling savor. In the name of Jesus, remove every hindrances, everything that will not permit us to receive favor and mercy. Father, on this throne of grace tonight, Daddy, let the cleansing power and blood of Jesus wipe away all our unrighteousness, all our filthiness, all our dirtiness before you in the name of Jesus. Put upon us, O Lord, the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, the word of the Lord says that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flocks. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? We who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, not so deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the faith. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory over our garden of tonight, over us individually in the name of Jesus. Daddy, as we have come to seek your face, as we have come to stand in the gap, oh Lord, even for the body of Christ, Father, as we have come, oh Lord, to cry unto you, God, that answer prayers. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, you will reward our time before you. Father, you will answer us quickly, oh Lord, even that the enemy of your church, that the enemy, oh Lord, the blasphemers, oh Lord, the deceiver in the body of Christ, oh Lord, we be put to shame, we be exposed, Lord, and we be silent in the name of Jesus. Daddy, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover every soul on this land with the blood of Jesus. I cover every vicinity, every nation, every county, every state, every place that this message is being transmitted at this time with the blood of Jesus. I come against principalities and powers, wicked spirit that rulers in places, I render them useless and powerless, even concerning our gatherings of tonight, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you, we worship your most holy name, Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, tonight I want you to follow me quickly to the Bible passage, the book of Jude. In the New Testament, Jude chapter 1, and I'm going to read from 1 to 16. I want you to listen as I read. I'm reading from the Evangelical Heritage Version. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you concerning the salvation we share, I felt it was necessary for me to write to urge you to continue to contend for the faith that was delivered to the saints once and for all. For certain individuals slipped in secretly, about whom it was written sometimes ago that they are condemned. They are ungodly people who turn the grace of our God into a license for sin, and they deny our only master and Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5 of Jude chapter 1. I want to remind you, though you already know all these things, that after the Lord rescued his people out of the land of Egypt, he later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their position of authority, but left their own dwelling place behind, God has kept them in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Like Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, who in a similar way indulged in extreme sexual immoralities and pursued homosexual perversion, they serve as an example of those who are going to suffer the punishment of eternal fire. Yet, in the very same way, these dreamers are defiling the flesh, despising authority, blaspheming glorious ones. But when the archangel Michael was disputing with the devil and arguing about the body of Moses, he did not dare to bring a blasphemous condemnation against him, Satan. Instead, he said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these people do not understand what they are blaspheming. They are blaspheming Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is God Himself. They are being destroyed by the very things that they know by instinct, like unreasoning animals. Woe to them! They have gone the way of Cain. They have abandoned themselves for error to the error of Balaam. They perish in Korah's rebellion. Verse 12. These people have filled these things on your love feast when they eat with you without fear, shepherding themselves. They give themselves instruction regarding the course or process to be followed according to their own ways. They are clouds without rain, being driven along by the winds. They are autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. They are wide waves of the sea, piling up the foam of their own shame. They are wandering stars for whom the gloom of darkness has been reserved for eternity. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, also prophesied about these people, saying, "Look, the Lord is going to come with tens of thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment against all of them and to convict every soul concerning all their ungodly deeds, which they did in an ungodly way, and concerning all the harsh words that ungodly sinners spoke against him. These are discounted grumblers who walk according to their lust, and their mouths speak boastful things as they flatter others to take advantage of them. These are discounted grumblers who walk according to their lust, and their mouths speak boastful things as they flatter others to take advantage of them." We are stopping on that note. Verse 16. Hallelujah. All glory, power, honor, majesty to our God. All praise and adoration to him that seated upon the throne, that rules and reigns over us. If the mortal, the invisible God, we worship your most holy name in our midst, in the name of Jesus. We bow before your majesty, King of all kings, crowners of all kings, and Lord over all lords, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, I was so disturbed since Monday and was just thinking about what is going on in our world. I was troubled because of things that is going on in the body of Christ. And how the so-called men and women of God are blaspheming Christ and the gospel of the kingdom of our God. What really brought me to this state of mind was what a sister, a friend of mine, told me about another sister, a cousin, you know, that became a Christian from a Muslim background. My friend said her cousin called her that she is tired of being a Christian because of all the atrocities and evils going on in churches. The men and women of God are perpetuating evils. Iniquities and wickedness in the church is greater among believers in Christ than those of the people in the world. I was greatly troubled, as I said, and at the same time, scared that what is the body of Christ becoming? What are believers turning into? To the extent that people are returning to their old beliefs because of all the wickedness and atrocity in and within Christianity. Many don't want to go to church anymore. Many will say that is their problem. I know that if you don't want to go to church, many will say that is your problem. But let me tell us the truth. This thing that they are seeing happening among believers and in the body of Christ had been mentioned to us, for us to stand up against it and to renounce it. To make sure that we stop things that are blasphemous to Christ and even to God our Father. From the text read earlier, Apostle Jude pointed out reason why this is so in the body of Christ and amongst believers. It was so troubled, just like I've been since last week, since Monday. And with this, he wrote encouraging words, and he wrote to encourage believers in verse 3 of that Jude chapter 1. It says, "Dear friends, although I was eager to write to you concerning the salvation we share, I felt it was necessary for me to write to urge you to continue to contend for the faith that was delivered to the saints once and for all. My brothers and my sisters, I am urging you tonight to continue contending for your faith. For the faith that was delivered unto you. Please don't lose your faith. Please fight hard for the faith that God gave you. God gave you this faith once, and it is good for all times. Do not permit the current situation of the church and what is happening even among believers to make you to lose your faith. Hold on to your faith firmly." That's why the topic of today that I'm using to admonish us is "Stand Firm in Your Faith," part 1. The song that I sang earlier, that it is a great thing to serve the Lord. I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm only moved by the word of God. Don't be moved by what you are seeing happening in the body of Christ and even among believers. Just be moved by the word of God. Hold on to your faith firmly. Do not permit the current situation of the church and what is going on among us to make you to lose your faith. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that you and all yours will not lose your faith due to situation of the body of Christ. I want you to pray that prayer. This is a perilous time. The Bible says even at this time, the very elect, if care is not taken, they will drop by the wayside. But that will not be your portion. You will not say because of the disappointment you are seeing in the body of Christ, because of what is happening in your church, because of what is happening among brethren that you know, that you will not serve the Lord, that you will drop your faith in Christ. That will not be your portion and the portion of your household member. I want you to decree. Say, I decree and declare that me, that I and my household, we will not lose our faith due to situation of the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that you will stand firm in your faith, regardless of what is going on in the body of Christ, regardless of what is going on among believers, regardless of the wickedness in the body of Christ, regardless of the wickedness even among believers, that you and your household will not lose faith. I decree and declare that you will stand firm in your faith, regardless of what you have seen, regardless of what is going on in the body of Christ, regardless of what is going on where you are worshiping the Lord, you will not lose faith. You will stand firm and you will contend your faith even to the end in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that instead of you losing your faith, you will continue waxing stronger and stronger daily, moment by moment, in your faith in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare upon you that Lord Jesus Christ himself will increase your faith in the name of Jesus. You will not lose your faith in the face of all the atrocity, or in the face of all the wickedness that is going on among the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Beloved in the Lord, Apostle Jude pointed out what brought about these terrible situations and circumstances in the body of Christ and amongst believers. According to verse 4 of that book of Jude 1, which says, some godless people have sneaked in among us and are saying, God treats us much better than we deserved, and so it is all right to be immoral. They even deny we must obey Jesus Christ as our Lord, our only Master and Lord. But long ago, the scriptures warned that these godless people were doomed. You see, they were even rejoicing in the evil that they are perpetrating, even in the body of Christ. They were so, you know, puffed up, even in the atrocity that they are doing. Look at what they said. They said that God treats us, you know, much better than we deserve. Can you believe that? They were so proud, you know, and encouraging themselves in the evil that they were doing. But let me tell you, don't join them. When you see the evil ones prospering, do not envy them, because it's just for a while. You will see them no more. All those atrocities will come to an end, because it has been appointed unto them that they were doomed forever. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that all godless people that have sneaked among believers will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Not only will they be exposed, all these godless people, all these ungodly ones, all these ungodly teachers, all these ungodly ministers, all these ungodly believers, all those that came from the bottomless pit of hell, all those that came from marine kingdom, that they have sneaked into the body of Christ, that Lord, we expose them in the name of Jesus. Not only they will be exposed, but they will be put to shame in the name of Jesus. They will be thrown down in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that all the godless ones in our midst will be expelled out of our midst by fire in the name of Jesus. They will be expelled and thrown out of our midst by the fire, consuming fire of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, I want you to decree and declare that those who deny our obeying Christ as our only Master and Lord will be removed and casted out even into destruction in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, I heard of a man of God that said that the body of Christ, that he is the GOO overseer, they should not say that all honor belong to Christ, because all glory belongs to Christ, because glory belongs to them too. Oh my goodness. A man of God to say that they should not sing that song, that all glory belongs to Jesus, but they should know that glory belongs to them. My Bible, the one that I read, the word of the Lord said that God created me for his glory. That means I am for him. That means all glory must be to him. I must be to him. He will not permit anybody to share me with him, because I am created for his glory. Oh, I don't even know how to describe that. But I want you to pray. Decree that those who deny or obey Christ as our only master and Lord will be removed and casted out from all gods in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare, as it is written about them, tonight, all the ungodly teachers, all the ungodly ministers, all the ungodly prophets, all the fake teachers, pastors, evangelists, prophets and prophetess, that Lord will cast them out of us in the name of Jesus, as it is written, as it was written about them tonight. All these individual ones are doomed forever in the name of Jesus. Hear what these wise men and women say. They said, God treats us much better than we deserve, and so it is all right to be immoral, because they are still, you know, they are seeing the money and people are hailing them. People, you know, are running after them. They say, so let us continue in doing the nonsense. These gospel people are forgotten what Romans 6:1-2 says. What shall we say then? Shall we keep on sinning so that grace may increase? Absolutely not. We die to sin. How can we go on living in it any longer? I want you to pray. I decree and declare that taking God's grace for granted, we stop among believers in the name of Jesus. We stop in the body of Christ. We will not take the grace of God for granted anymore in the name of Jesus. We will guide this grace given unto us jealously. We will guide it with every passion. We will guide the grace of God given unto us with every vibes in us in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself that you will not take the grace of God for granted. You will not take it as liberty to continue to do evil in the name of Jesus. I pray for you and for myself tonight that we will no longer take God's grace for granted as liberty to continue sinning in the name of Jesus. Verse 14 of same Romans 6 says, indeed, sin will continue to control you because you are not under law, but will not continue to control you because you are not under law, but under grace. When you are under grace, sin should not continue to control you. Sin should not have dominion over you. That is what that is saying. I want you to pray, decree and declare, by the grace of God given unto us, by the grace of God given unto me and my household, sin will not control me. Sin will not gain control. Will not have dominion over me and my household any longer. In the name of Jesus. Oh, sin will not take control of our brethren, of believers in Christ. Oh, Father, by the grace that you have given unto us, oh, sin will not take control over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Sin will not dominate, will not be the one controlling the body of Christ any longer in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that sin will lose its grip over you, over your household, over the body of Christ. I say, oh, in the name of Jesus, I want you to decree that no longer will the name of God be blasphemed by your sin. No longer will you nail Christ to the cross anymore by your sin in the name of Jesus, by my sin, and even by the sin of the body of Christ. We will not blaspheme our Jesus again. We will not lay him to the cross again by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Sin will lose its power over us in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare that the power that raised Christ from death will set you free. Will set me free from sin and shame. That blood of Jesus set me free from sin and shame. The blood of Jesus set me free in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the power that raised Jesus Christ from death, set me and my household free from sin and shame. Set the body of Christ free from power of sin and shame. Enough shame in the body of Christ. Enough shame in our midst. Enough of shame and sin, even in the body of Christ among believers. In the name of Jesus, I want you to decree that the power that raised Christ from death will make us to become slave to righteousness. We will no longer become slave to sin, but we become slave to righteousness. In the name of Jesus, pray. That day I pray, by the power that raised Christ from death, I will become slave to righteousness. That day I will no longer be slave to sin and shame. In the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare for every members of my household. So I decree for the body of Christ, that the power that raised Christ from death will make us to become slaves to righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 6 of that Jude 1 says, and I remind you of the angels who did not stay within the limits of authority God gave them, but left the place where they belonged. God has kept them securely chained in prisons of darkness, waiting for the great day of judgment. Isn't that scary? Grace of God gave us the opportunity to belong to the place and to do what you've been assigned to do, where you are, in your office. Fivefold ministry is by grace. It's not of your own election. God granted you grace and you were elected for that position. Maybe to be a pastor, maybe to be an evangelist, to be a prophet, you know, to be a teacher, to be, you know, anything that, you know, the Lord has placed you. Maybe you are usher. Maybe you are choir member. Maybe you are the Sunday school teacher. Maybe you are the children, the one taking care of the children. It's by grace. It's not of your choice. It's not of you, but grace granted unto you and you were elected. But if you, because of jealousy, because of pride, whatever it may be, and you let your position, you refuse to walk within the limits of the authority and the grace God has given unto you. The Bible said God kept such, like that angel, those angels, God kept them securely chained in prison of darkness. Many are in secret prison of darkness, but they did not know because they have left their position. They have left what God asked them to do. They have left their duty and their people into another, or they even walk to another, to go and occupy another position, you know, that God did not elect them or God has not chosen them to occupy. Grace gave you the opportunity to belong to that. Do not live where you are. Carry on with your God's given work so that you will not be shamed in prison of darkness like the disobedient angels. Stand firm in your faith and continue serving the Lord faithfully. I want you to pray. Decree that you will stay within the limit of authority God has given you at all times. You will stay in that position that God has given you. God has called you to be a prophet. Stay there. God has called you to be a teacher of the word. Stay there. God has given you the grace to show of administration and even hospitality. God has given you that of leading the people to the presence of God. Choir leader. God has given you that grace to manage the finance of the church. God has given you the grace to be an evangelist. God has given you the grace to be a prophet. Oh, you got to stay there. Thank God that that thing that God has given unto you, that position that God has placed you in the house of God, where you fellowship, in the body of Christ as a whole, you will continue serving the Lord. You will not leave the place. You will not say, why am I not an evangelist? Why am I not a pastor? Why am I not a prophet? Oh, why am I not a teacher? No, but you will do that which God has commissioned you to do. In the name of Jesus, you will stay within the limit of authority God has given you at all times. In the name of Jesus, decree and declare that in the body of Christ, because of pride and envy, because of jealousy. Many have left what God has called them into, and they have, you know, arrogantly stepped into where God has not called them. I want you to pray. Decree that you will stay where God has placed you to fellowship. Even some have run. Maybe they are Baptists, but because they want to become pastor, they want to be called pastor. Because they want to be first lady. They want to be the president and founder. I was talking to somebody this afternoon. I said, I don't know why people so love this big name, president and founder. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. People are so sucked up with position. And maybe in the Baptist they belong to, because they know what it takes before you can be a pastor to pastor a Baptist church. You have to go to seminary. You got to do every necessary thing. But you know, there's some churches that under 4 weeks, you are already a pastor. Or immediately they can see in you that you are very active. Oh, you can sermonize. Oh, you can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation of Ed. They will begin to call you pastor. They'll begin to call you pastor. And your head will swell up like this. That is not what we are. What is that God has called you to be? What is that position that God has placed you? Even in that church, even if you are a gatekeeper, even if you are an usher, all God sees what you are doing there. Maintain in that church. Stay in that church and do what God has called you to do. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray that you will stay where God has placed you to fellowship. As long as He permits you there. In the name of Jesus. As long as God wants you to stay there, you will stay there. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss it because of any other thing. Things that you see, things that you hear will not push you out of your position. In the name of Jesus, things that people say about you will not push you out of the position that God has placed you in, your individual fellowship, in your church, even in that ministry that God has placed you. Some God did not call them to be a prophet. They were just a pastor, but we know that you can work in the office of a prophet, you know, and immediately God uses it there. You are out there, be your pastor. You can work as an evangelist, and invariably, all believers, we are evangelists. You know, you can be an apostle, but let me tell you, some are to go. Some people, they did not leave the four corner of their church, and they are calling them apostles. Some will even say apostle of apostles. Oh, may the Lord have mercy. I want you to pray that God help me, that I will stay within the limits of the authority that you have given to me. And I will use it to benefit the body of Christ. I will use it to benefit where you have placed me to fellowship. In the name of Jesus, decree that you will not be shamed in prison of darkness because of disobedience, because of living where God asks you to stay. Because you said, oh, because that sister look at me like this, because that brother look at me like this, because the way they even talk me down, I'm going to leave. No. If God did not say move, if God is not relocating you and you want to relocate yourself, it will be from path to fire. So shall it be. Therefore, you will not do that. So I want you to pray. Pray that men and women with kingdom assignment, we stay within the limits of authority God has given unto them. Pray. Our ministers, our pastors, our women of God, people in the ministry, they will stay within the authority, within the ministry that God has called them, in the name of Jesus. Verse 7, in a similar way, Sodom, Gomorrah, and surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and persuade homosexual perversion. I want you to pray that God will save men and women of God from sexual immorality and perversion, in the name of Jesus. Pray. Let me tell you, it's rampant. It's very rampant now. Pray that believers in Christ, that God will deliver, God will save the body of Christ from sexual immorality and persuade of homosexual perversion, in the name of Jesus. I saw two men of God joined together as husband and wife on Facebook. Both are from Africa. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Abomination of highest order. It was painful and discouraging for things like this happening in the body of Christ, and they will still be preaching. You know, people will still attend their church. People will still kneel down for them to pray. You want to imagine the type of spirit they are putting on those people that they are laying their hands on. May the Lord save you. May the Lord save me. May the Lord save all that belong to you, that they will not bow down their head even to these ungodly teachers, to these ungodly ministers, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray with regards to verse 10 and 11 of the book of Jude, that says, verse 10 to 11 says, but these people do not understand what they are blaspheming. They are blaspheming the name of God. They are blaspheming Jesus, the Son of God, and God Himself. They are being destroyed by the very thing that they know by instinct. They do things by instinct, not by the knowledge of the Word of God. But whatever their body asks them to do, they step into it. And the Bible says that like unreasoning animals. Is it not unreasoning animal for a man and a man to be doing something that is not convenient? How can a man and a man be a husband and wife? Unreasoning animals. They do things by their instinct. The Bible says, woe to them. They have gone the way of Cain. They have abandoned themselves for hire to the error of Balaam. They perish in Korah's rebellions. I want you to pray. Many are blasphemers in the body of Christ. Many have lost faith because of this thing that they see happening in the body of Christ. Like animal, not to mention those things. Because all of us, we knew and we know what they are doing in our churches. How can a man of God say that women should come and he want to anoint their pants and be touching their private part in the face of everybody? Oh, may the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy on his body. May the Lord save his church and his people. I want you to pray, decree that you will not join with the blasphemers in this at this end time in the name of Jesus. You will not fall even to the hand of blasphemers in the name of Jesus. You will not fall to the hand of deceivers. Oh, the ungodly teachers, the ungodly ministers, the ungodly prophets, the ungodly evangelists, the ungodly apostles. You will not fall victim of them, you and your household, in the name of Jesus. And you will not join them to become a blasphemers in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, decree and declare that you will not fall into error of practicing and serving God by instinct. You will not serve God by instinct. You will serve God by knowing Him. Oh, thank God for the program that we did in our church, you know, the week of Easter. You know, that I may know Him. You don't serve God without having an encounter with Him. You must be able to say, I know the Lord I'm serving. You must be able to know that I have seen Jesus. I know my God. The Bible said, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they will do exploit. I want you to pray that you will not join them to practice evil in the name of Jesus. Beloved, your faith and serving God must not base on someone else's faith. Don't base your faith in Christ over what your pastor is saying. You must have a encounter with God yourself. Not based on your pastor. Your pastor will stand on his own. You will stand on his own, on your own. You cannot base your faith, because if that pastor should fail, you are a failure already. Because if that sister and that evangelist, that apostle fail, you will fail, because you base your faith on them. Remember, you must give your life to Christ. You must have a encounter. If you are on this line and you've not had the personal knowledge of God, you need to do so. You must have that encounter with Him personally tonight. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you as He did unto Paul Apostle. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you as He did to Nebuchadnezzar the king. Nobody told Him that all the fourth person in the fire was the Son of God. But He Himself said, I could see another person in the fire. Was it not three people we threw in the fire? How? I can see the fourth person that looks like the Son of the Most High God. He saw Jesus even in the fire with the three Hebrew boys. You must have a encounter with Jesus. That way, whatever thing that is going on, you will not be able to lose your faith. You'll be able to stand for that. This one I know. I have had a contact with this one. And nobody can take this knowledge away from me. I have seen him. I've seen Jesus. I have seen Jesus. He's so awesome than any man I know. I've seen Jesus. Even in my life, he's so awesome than any man. And you want to tell me that somebody will come with another thing? I will not say it to the face of that person that I know. I knew Jesus. I've had a encounter with him. I know he's the Son of God. He revealed himself to even to Paul on the way to Damascus. Paul did not remain the same. Revelation 20:3-20 say, I stand at the door, knock. If any man should hear my voice and open the door, then I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. Do not hesitate to open the door of your heart to Christ tonight. Verse 11 of that book of Jude. Woe to these deceivers. They are doomed. They are following in the footsteps of their father Cain. Sold their soul for profit into Balaam's deceit and suffered the devastation of Korah's rebellion. Pray, decree that you and your household will not go the way of Cain. No matter what is going on in the society, no matter what is going on in the world, you will not go the way of Cain. I decree and declare myself and my household. I decree concerning every one of us on this line. Oh, I decree concerning your household. We will not go the way of Cain. We will never go the way of destruction. In the name of Jesus, I decree that at the perilous time, you and all yours will never sell your soul for profit into Balaam's deceit. In the name of Jesus, many ministers, because they're looking for power, because they are power, you know, they are hungry for power because they want to say that, yes, I did this. Many are going to the grave to get power. Many are going down the ocean, the water, to go and get power. Many have sown their soul to Satan. Many are eating with Satan. That's why you have to be careful. Oh, you see, miracle happening here, you run there. Do you know the basic? That way you can't just go and kneel down in front of any altar. Do you know what is under that altar? Oh, brethren. You got to, you know, be watchful and pray. Pray for discerning spirit. Not all the guilters are gold. Be careful where you fellowship. I want you to pray that you and your household will never suffer the devastation of Korah's rebellion in the name of Jesus. For any reason, you and your household, me and my household, we will not suffer the devastation of Korah's rebellion in the name of Jesus. According to verse 12 of Jude, it says, these people are filthy stains on your love feast when they eat with you without fear, shepherding themselves. They give themselves instruction regarding the course or process to be followed according to their own ways. They are cloud without rain, being driven along with the wind. They are autumn tree without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. They are wide waves of the seed, piling up foam of their own shame. You see, that is what God says about them. So don't be envious of them. Don't say, God, why me? See, I am so faithful to you, but nobody's coming to me. Oh, I am not known all over. They are not calling me. They are not carrying me. They are not, you know, bowing down for me. They are not licking my feet. Oh, may the Lord have mercy. I remember as a Baptist lady, I grew up as a Baptist. Lord's Supper is sacred and hallowed with people that have undergone baptism by immersion. And few people participated for fear of, you know, they refused to participate. They refused not to touch, not to come near. I remember, so hallowed, when we want to take Lord's Supper. So people that know that they are not have right standing with the Lord, they will not even come. Because of maybe I've seen, or maybe some people knew, some people don't. But now, the other thing is the case of, the case is different now. Grace, we preach, the preacher will say, forgotten that we cannot take God's grace for liberty to continue to sin. These ungodly deceivers are looking only after themselves. They are like clouds without fire. Like I said, you know, they are
double dead. They don't know. They are already dead. Why they are living? Why people see them on the podium? Why people calling them that did this? Why people calling them a general overseer? Why people see them? They will say, our daddy says. They didn't know that they are worshiping double dead man. Go and read it, the book of Jude. Not Becky's word. Not my word. I want you to pray. Tonight, God will remove the filthy stains once from among us. God, enough of this insult with the body of Christ. Enough, daddy. We have to cry. We have to ask God to act on our behalf. Remember, he said, for my name's sake. For you have reproached my name. For you have defiled my name among the nation. I will arise. I want you to pray, Father, for your name's sake. Arise, O God. Remove the filthy stains once from among us in the name of Jesus. Remove the deceiver, the liars, the blasphemers. Remove them from the body of Christ. I decree that from the body of Christ, God will stop the deceiver feasting with us, especially feasting at the Lord's table, especially deceiver, liars, practice those people that practice, you know, evils, the wicked one. They will still have the audacity. Oh, mercy. To hold the Lord's Supper cup and even to eat of the bread because of grace. Look at what he says. He said that without fear, they feast with us. Without fear, may the Lord have mercy. I want to decree that from today, God will stop the deceiver feasting with us, especially those evil ones, blasphemers, feasting at the Lord's Supper with us. The Lord will expose them and push them out in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that they are double dead in the name of Jesus. As the word of the Lord says, so they are in the name of Jesus. And they are uprooted all out of our midst, lifeless in the name of Jesus. Verse 14 and 15. Enoch the seventh from Adam also prophesy about these people, saying, look, the Lord is gone to come with tens of thousands of his holy ones to execute judgments against all of them and to convict every soul concerning all their ungodly deeds, which they did in an ungodly way. See, our God is, if we decided to do terrific things, you'll be surprised what you will see. All those people that we are calling, you know, my Lord, this and that, they are bishop with double crown of hat on their head. They are evangelists with, you know, double doctor. Many have, all of them have become doctor without getting out of their house. Honorary doctor degree. Let me tell you, I've had enough of invitation. That we can see you are doing the work of God. We want to give you this. If I want to get honorary, if I want to get degree, I will go to school. I will just call my pastor. Which school can you recommend for me? Not that I will be in the four corner of my house and I will give them maybe $1,000 and they will give me honorary doctor. And before you notice it, Dr. Evangelist Becky or Evangelist Dr. Becky, I don't know. No, I'm not after that. Be careful. Be careful of offer. Some they call you, don't matter, come. As they are giving you that certificate, they are, you know, they are putting you into that occultic, you don't know. They are initiating you into that occultic as they are giving you that certificate and that name. Oh, I want you to pray. Pray. I decree and declare that God will judge all the ungodly in our midst that are doing blasphemous things in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare that God will punish those who are against our God for all the evil they have done in the body of Christ. All those that have done evil to our Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord will punish them in the name of Jesus. All that have blasphemed the work and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all the Lord will punish them according to this book of Jude. I'm praying with the word of God, not with my instincts. I want you to decree and declare that they will be punished in the order of Pharaoh for their lack of respect and fear of God. Pharaoh said, I did not know God. Which God are you talking about? I don't want to reference him. I don't want to respect him. I want you to pray. All these deceivers, all these liars, all these blasphemers that have crept into the body of Christ, that refuse to respect and fear God, the Lord will punish punish them. According to the book of Jude chapter 1 verse 15, in the name of Jesus, I want you to decree and declare that all these ungodly deceivers in our midst, God will punish for all the evil things they have said, even against our Lord Jesus. Verse 16, the last verse for tonight, says, these men are grumblers, complainers, who walk after their own lust. Their mouths speak arrogant words. If you hear how some men of God speak on the altar, and they call it the altar, well, it's not the altar of God, because it's their own altar. Because some will even be saying, my altar. Hey, God have mercy. When you already ascribe that altar to yourself, God already stepped out. You better be careful. Say, their mouths speak arrogant words and they flatter others to gain profit. Then we leave those ones that have money in the church. The poor, they will relegate. Oh, they'll be talking about ones that put big money down. You will see them clapping for them, mentioning their name, putting them in position that God has not called them, not knowing that they want to destroy them. Because if God did not call you a pastor, because you are giving money and they nominated you for that pastor, did God call you a pastor? You can evangelize, you can do the work of God. It's by election of God, not election of man. But if God say it to your pastor says it, or God said that, that's fine. Because the time will come that God will ask him, and God will ask you too. May the Lord have mercy. I want you to pray. Lord, because these ungodly in the body of Christ have polluted and reproached your name, tonight, chase them out by fire. By the fire of your anger, chase them out of our midst. Enough of this blasphemous word against you, Jesus. Defend your name. Oh God, remove grumblers and complainers from among us. They are the ones that they will continue to complain about church. Meanwhile, they are not even doing anything to profit the church. I want you to pray. God Almighty, for the sake of your name, they have polluted the church, expose and take away those who are walking after their own lust among us. Those who are using the office that God has called them to heap money for themselves. Daddy, those that refuse to take care of the poor, of the widow. Those that refuse even to do the necessary things, but they are heaping money for themselves. Daddy, chase them out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because they have polluted and reproached your name. Silence ungodly, loud-mouthed, and show up men of God and women of God in our midst in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, for your name's sake, cast away from the body of Christ, from the among our brethren, from among us, O Lord, the ungodly ones who flatter others only to gain profit for themselves, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Brethren, beloved in the Lord, remember, stand firm in God's law. Stand firm in your faith. Don't quit because of the deeds of the ungodly. God will fight for his name. We have called upon him and he will answer us. Don't forsake your faith. Don't leave the assembly of believers because of what you are saying, because of what they are saying about you, because of the action and reaction. As long as God wants you there, stay there. If God don't want you there, he will arrange for it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. It shall be well with you. You will not go weary. You will not go tired. You will stand firm in your love for God. You will hold on to your faith tightly. It will not slip out of your hand. You will hold on to the grace that has given unto you. You will not lose it because of anything. And you will not take the grace of God for granted. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. See you next week. Stay blessed. And don't forget, invite somebody. Invite someone to join us as we pray God's words into our lives. I remain your humble one, Becky. Bye-bye.